welcome Quinn Nicol from the Microsoft Office Division at Microsoft Corporate. Wonderful to have you in New Zealand for TechEd New Zealand. Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for coming down.
No, it's great. It's great to be here. Thank you. You know, I was last here when we launched Office 2010. You have a wonderful island. I'd love to come back. And so it's great to be here. You know, one of the things I'm here actually for is to actually launch our new Office subscription service and to talk about it. And, you know, it's brand new for this release, our new Modern Office release. And we've been working on it for quite some time. I was actually working on it back when we launched Office 2010. So I've actually been looking forward to this day for well over 3 years. And so it's just thrilling to be here and be able to talk about it and actually get it into customers' hands.
Great. So tell me a little bit more about the subscription model. I mean, you know, we've been for a year or so in the New Zealand market able to buy Office as a service. But tell me what's coming and what's so great about Office as a service.
Well, you know, I get asked this all the time back in Redmond, of course, where I work and as I travel around the world. And for me, you know, as you know, you have television subscription services here in New Zealand. We have them back at home as well in Seattle. And my family and my children, they love them. They consume them on all our devices, whether it's the Xbox, whether it's their mobile phone, you know, whether it's their tablet. And one of the things that they notice when they go on is they basically just log in with their ID. And when they log in, it remembers who they are, remembers which show they were watching. They can pick up right where they left off. It has all their history and their preferences and their settings. And they just expect this to work everywhere and to go around. And that's really our new generation. And so for Office, we take a look at that and we say, for productivity, you know, we have well over a billion users of Office today in the world. So it's we have a huge, you know, set of you know, customers that love our product, but we need to take them into the future. And so our new Modern Office with our Office subscription service will allow them to do that. It'll actually allow them to consume, to be able to purchase, deploy, manage, and consume Office, much like they do with their consumer subscription services.
Fantastic. And so when I think of myself as a user, you know, I'm logging on at work and I have one experience and I've got a couple of extra devices at home. Can you just sort of talk to me about what that means as a consumer in my home,
right,
but then a consumer at work? Because you talk about, you know, always being able to log in and have the same
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. And of course, as you know, we've got people that are both consumers and workers or students all at the same time. And so one of the things we did when we designed the technology is that we wanted to make sure that it was going to work for every one of our customers, whether you're a consumer, a small business, a mid-market potentially customer, or an enterprise customer that might have offices spread out across the world. And so we know from our existing business that, you know, all of these customers have unique requirements, both in IT, if they're in an enterprise or a mid-market, or if they're just a small business or a consumer. And of course, all the partners that support them also have unique requirements. So we had to make sure that we designed it with everybody in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a pretty high bar. It took us, you know, like I say, the full release, you know, to go do it. But we're very excited because we actually have that today and you can go and experience it today. And so for a consumer, if you imagine the scenario where it's very simple, you can just go onto the web, you can just log into the web with your ID, and all of a sudden, if you have, if it's your first time running, for example, on that particular computer, it will automatically stream Office down to your computer. Your first experience when the screen comes up will be within minutes. You'll be up and running within minutes on that computer. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to know anything. You don't have to know anything about settings. And it'll also bring down, if you already have settings that you've already done previously, much like in your consumer services, it'll bring those down with you, and it'll have Office all configured the way you like it. It'll have your documents, it'll have your settings. It's fantastic. So that's
right,
kind of from
a
consumer experience.
Yeah.
The other thing that is, you know, is we have Office experiences not just on computers, but also on mobile devices.
Mm-hmm.
And so the same subscription service will do the exact same functions for your mobile devices. And so you'll be able to get Office on those devices with the settings as well, and they'll all know about each other.
So in the past, businesses, but also individuals, have purchased a license for each of the devices they use.
Yes.
And I think one of the things you're talking about here is that we've changed that model because I am a single user, but I now have multiple devices.
Exactly.
So can you talk about how that
exactly? And
works?
That was one of the other things we built into the new service was the ability to have it on multiple devices. And so our licensing model, as you said, is a sort of a per device model. For the people that don't know what that means, that's actually you buy it; it's tied to the actual computer.
Yeah.
Our new model is you just have a license and you can use it on any device. And so for our service, we'll have up to 5 devices. Those could be PCs that you can run, and also on all of your mobile devices as well, included in the service, and tablets and any other device that we support. So it's great value for the consumer. That same value extends to all of the other businesses as well, including all the way up to enterprise. So enterprises can actually use the exact same licensing model for themselves. And that's a huge change for them, but a really one they've asked us for. They've been asking us for that change for some time, and now we have the technology and everything to support it. So for an enterprise, you can imagine where you have a worker who has office at work, and then they go home and they can actually use their work ID, they log in, and all of a sudden they can have the exact same version of Office running on their home computer, whether it's a laptop, whatever, you know, happen device it is. It also has their settings, so it brings their settings from work as well. And so it'll actually know, you know, you won't have to go and configure it or know anything. It's wonderful for IT because they actually don't have to do anything. It all will all get done for them. They can control it all, but they actually don't have to go and, you know, and help that user out because we've taken care of the deployment technology itself. So very exciting for the whole customer segment and for all Office
users.
So
big change.
So big change, but an important one, one that, like I say, customers have been asking for some time. As you know, I also have the fortunate role of running our early release programs. And so this is where we go to both our consumers and our different customer segments, and they actually use our software in advance of actually releasing it. And I have to tell you, this has been one of the best early release programs I've ever run, I think, in my history at Microsoft. And I've launched Office in Windows 95, so I've run quite a few. And one of the things that we've noticed is customers just light up, whether it's from the CIO to the end user. You know, it doesn't really matter where you go because it's so natural and intuitive for them on how they want to buy and use it. And it's just, it's a dream to go out there and actually watch their expressions as they think now, boy, what can we do? And one of the things is, you know, is deploying Office, you know, it has a cost. And particularly for enterprises, and we really, really want to lower the cost and really not have people think about deployment. The other thing is that we notice is that people, when they go to deploy Office, you know, it takes time. So we come out with our release, we're all excited, we come to the shows, we do our, you know, we go and present all the features, and then all of a sudden it takes a year or 2 years before a company can even roll it out. And so with the new technology that we have, actually they'll be able to roll it out very, very quickly, and it'll actually at a much, much lower cost. And I think my favorite story of all time is how we use this technology internally for developing the product. So in the past, when we developed the product, as you know, we actually do a build of our product, where they actually compile all the code, and then you get to run it. You know, the testers, and of course all of us would call dog fooders, you know, run it on campus. And normally what you do when you do that is you actually have to install it on your machine. We used to run, if you were doing this for previous versions of Office. And when you get a new build, you actually have to re-image your machine because you're not sure if the uninstall procedure is going to work, right? You got, and you have to be, you know, if you're doing testing, you got to be very, you got to make sure you have a pure environment. And that whole process can take like 2.5 hours to, you know, we automate it as much as we can. And for this release of Office, the first time ever, we were able to deploy new builds in under like 2 minutes.
Wow.
Every single day. Across 10,000 plus machines now get deployed every morning. You do not have to actually go and re-image your OS anymore because we do it in a virtualized way. So we can you know, delete the old version without having to worrying about having to actually reinstall the OS. It's just changed software development for the Office division. And in fact, we were very worried once this took on and the developers and testers were like, wow, this is the only thing we want to use. We were worried that, you know, we will still be offering our traditional deployment method as well in this release, MSI-based, but they were very worried we'd have no one testing it because nobody wanted to use it because everybody wanted to use the new technology, click-to-run, we call it. And so that is my favorite story of all time. You know, we use it every single day, and we deploy 10,000 builds every morning under 2 minutes.
I was up and going and under 2 minutes for my very first install. Well, we're going to be inviting Jeremy in to give us a little bit of an update about the deployment process, so we look forward to him a little bit later. Day, but thank you very much
for
your time.
Thank you, and New Zealand's the first place to experience this, and we're very excited to be here to be able to roll it out to the world.